This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Europe began easing travel bans Wednesday on Britain, put in place to contain a new strain of COVID-19 that UK officials believe spreads faster, as WHO experts met to discuss a response to the variant. The discovery of the new strain set off alarm bells worldwide, just as more countries, including Switzerland and Qatar, began vaccine campaigns to halt a pandemic that has claimed more than 1.7 million lives since it began a year ago in China. The European Commission has urged EU nations to reopen their borders to Britain and replace the blockades with mandatory tests for arrivals. Thanks to France's relaxation of a 48-hour blockade, stranded lorry drivers in the UK were finally offered a way home after thousands were stuck around the port of Dover for days. Under France's new rules, EU nationals and residents are allowed home with a negative COVID test, though Britons remain barred. Given the backup, some truckers feared there was little chance of making it across the channel in time for the holidays, and clashes broke out with police as tensions boiled over. Britain has detected another new variant of the coronavirus, Health Secretary Matt Hancock said Wednesday. He said both are contacts of cases who had traveled from South Africa over the last few weeks. Hancock also said Wednesday AstraZeneca had submitted a full data package about its COVID-19 vaccine to the medicines regulator, the next step in its journey to approval for use. Meanwhile, Canada has approved Moderna as the second COVID-19 vaccine in that North American country. It comes 2 weeks after authorizing immunizations with the Pfizer-BioNTech shot. Dubai launched its COVID-19 vaccination program Wednesday with a senior citizen and a nurse among the first to be inoculated. This is VOA News. A senior European diplomat told Reuters Wednesday a Brexit trade deal could be imminent, raising hopes Britain and the European Union could avoid a turbulent economic rupture in just 8 days. There was no confirmation from Britain that a deal was about to be struck. The two sides have given a dizzying array of conflicting signals over recent days. An accord would ensure the goods trade that makes up half of annual EU-UK commerce, worth nearly $500 billion in all, remains free of tariffs and quotas. Fire engulfed a refugee camp in Bosnia Wednesday, minutes after the site was closed because of its poor condition, deepening a crisis over where to house thousands of migrants during winter. The center's former residents looked on as thick black smoke billowed from the site, which the UN Migration Agency had started withdrawing from earlier in the day because it lacked proper heating, electricity, and other essentials for winter. There were no casualties, but the infrastructure of the site was destroyed, a police spokesperson told AFP. Three police officers were killed and a fourth wounded in central France Wednesday when a man opened fire as they responded to a domestic violence call. It's the deadliest attack in years on French security forces outside of terrorism incidents. An interior minister said the suspect was discovered dead several hours after fleeing the home in an isolated hamlet south of Clermont-Ferrand. Two demonstrators were killed Wednesday in a protest outside the police headquarters in the Zambian capital, where the opposition leader was being interviewed, an AFP reporter said. Police arrived to break up the demonstration and shots were heard, leaving the bodies of two men on the ground after the crowd fled, he said. The Central African Republic's fourth largest town, which was seized by rebels Tuesday ahead of elections this weekend, is in the hands of United Nations peacekeepers and national security forces, the UN said. A spokesperson for the UN peacekeeping mission told a press conference, quote, "The civilians are starting to return. The armed groups have been pushed back into the bush," end quote. With less than a month before U.S. President-elect Joe Biden moves into the White House, Moscow Wednesday accused the incoming U.S. administration of Russiaphobia after Biden promised to punish Russia for a major cyber attack. He's expected to take a tougher stance against Russia than Donald Trump, whose ascent to the U.S. presidency in 2016 was plagued by accusations of Russian interference to boost his campaign. Russian President Vladimir Putin was one of the last leaders to congratulate Biden on his election victory, sending his congratulatory message 6 weeks after the November 3rd vote. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.